places. Lord, I want to thank you for this, another opportunity, Lord, to come praise and worship you, my personal Savior. Heavenly Father, this morning, I pray for the lost. I pray, dear Lord, that the lost be here today and they hear thy word. And Lord, that today be the day they take that first bold step forward, knowing, dear Lord, that Jesus is waiting for them at the altar. This I ask you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. David, that's good choir. We're worshiping the Lord, amen. Sunday school had a good report this morning. Had 93 in Sunday school this morning, and several people also visiting in Sunday school this morning, and others just come in since Sunday school. And we appreciate you being here so much. And if you've come in since or within Sunday school, you're our special guest today. And if you don't have a place that you worship regularly, we invite you to be with us here at New Salem anytime that we're having service. Several classes this morning either met or exceeded their enrollments. The Lambs class with Sister Sandra, the Angels class, Sister Teresa, the Doves class, Sister Jackie, the Shepherds class, Brother Mark. They all exceeded their class, either attendance or enrollment this morning, and had 31 in the Shepherds class this morning. Big class here this morning. Appreciate all of you being here this morning. And I appreciate, last couple of weeks, Jake was doing the devotional and all, and I meant to ask this morning, and I've forgotten. If you hadn't been here, you don't know what I'm talking about, but I just want to know, from a show of hands, how many of you are eating saltine crackers in your ice cream now? Well, on the authority of Jake, he says that once you try it, you're hooked. Now, that's about four more that he's brought. Sometimes you just need to be listening whenever people are talking, right? And so I haven't tried it, but I just hadn't had the ice cream there. I've had it on my mind ever since I listened. There's got to be something about this that it don't make sense to me, saltine crackers and ice cream, but is it? You know what? But his point was so great. Some people they don't realize what they're missing. They don't have Jesus in their heart either, amen? And you might think about it like saltine crackers and ice cream. It might not make sense. Some things about God don't make sense, but once you got it, it makes sense, amen?
Amen.
Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Got a lot of things coming up. Got a wedding shower today for Cameron and Luke. That'll be from 2 to 5 down in the fellowship hall. And they'll be getting married on April the 6th at 1 o'clock. And that'll be here at the church, so everybody's invited to come out. And this Friday, March 15th, the Dade County Singing Convention will be having their monthly singing. It'll start at 7:30 here at the church, and then they'll have a dinner. And if you bring food, please remember not to bring any nut products of any kind. And again, that'll start at 7:30 on Friday night. And the Community Center is presenting their Hay Hall Show, and that'll be this Friday and Saturday, the 15th and the 16th. It'll be up at the Community Center. It'll start at 8 o'clock. The admission is $3 from 6 to 11. Anything 12 and over is $5, and that'll be Friday and Saturday. So they just do that to raise money for the Community Center. If you'd like to help them, go up and support them. Excuse me. And then next Sunday morning after the service, the Benevolence Committee is going to be having a fundraiser. They're going to have a spaghetti dinner. They'll have everything except desserts. They asked the church if you could bring desserts down there. This is just a free will donation to support our Benevolence Committee. You know, if you can't pay, go eat anyway. It doesn't matter. So that'll be after the morning service. And remember again, no nut products of any kind. I'm glad somebody put the note on the fellowship door. Did you do that, Miss Sue? You know, that'll stop anybody that don't know from bringing nut products in. It's supposed to stop it, but anyway, we hope it stops it. But if you'd like to attend a singing school this year, there are several that take place in our area. Miss Sue's got information on all of those. If you need help, you know, we have a music fund that helps with those that would like to go and maybe can't afford it, but she's got all that information, and you can get with her on any singing school that you'd like to attend this year. And Vacation Bible School, we have got a list back there. We need workers. Appreciate all those that have signed up. Just sign up with what you'd like to do, what age group you'd like to work with, or what department you'd like to work in. And Carol and Martha, they always do the best they can to accommodate you. But we just need workers. So if you'd help us, we'd appreciate it. And if you're visiting with us, on our bulletin, we've got this little tear-off, and it's visitor's information. If you don't have a bulletin and you sit next to somebody that goes to church, get theirs, and just fill that out, drop an offering plate, and that allows us to kind of keep in contact with you, let you know we appreciate it. And remember our Easter sunrise service, March 31st, be over at Hawkins Cemetery. Brother Jim, did you say 7 o'clock? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
7 o'clock at Hawkins Cemetery. And remember, we get the privilege this year to serve breakfast. 2 years ago, I don't know how many we served, but it was quite a few. And so we're going to finance that just out of giving. If you'd like to help, get with Ginger. She's taking care of that, Ginger Scruggs. And, you know, if you want to volunteer to help, let her know. But that'll be Easter Sunday, and we'll be serving breakfast and appreciate all those that come out. Invite somebody to come to church with you that day. Any birthdays or anniversaries? You just stand up. I thought you had something. You got more birthdays. You stand up everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
How old?
17.
17.
All right. If our ushers would come, if you'd please stand, please remain standing, receive this morning's tithes and offering. Brother Billy, we ask God's blessing on our offering, please.
Teach history and political science at a college back in Alabama.
Thank you for doing that this morning.
I appreciate it. Thank God.
All right. Let's continue the song service and do page 28.
And we make it known we invited him to do the whole choir service and he refused.
Yeah.
Oh, Savior, when we say, "I'm redeemed," if you can say, "I'm redeemed," I want you to wave your hand. I want you to do it. It won't hurt you. If you throw something out of socket, there's a soccer not far away. So let's try that this morning. In the chorus, "I'm redeemed." Up on the last verse.
Precious indeed, my Savior to me. Come a glad day after.
Savior, and we know it.
Okay.
Once I was straying,
definition of winging it. So here we go. Am I good?
Turn the news on, look how there's nothing but bad news. It's so comforting to know that we can lean on those everlasting arms.
Amen.
It's nothing special here, no frills, just simple, but if you want to sing along silently, I'll just play through that and then we'll let the man get back up here again.
Thank you.
Right? I believe the Lord spoke here this morning, don't y'all? Not a long time ago, after God speaks, I'd waste my time. Just praise God that for the service we've had this morning. They're going to play again. And if God touches your heart and there's something in your life that you need to change or something you need to do. I sat there a minute ago and I was thinking about the new creature in Christ and what a blessing it is to have that new life, that new experience with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, where we can enjoy these things of God. You know, there's a time in my life before I knew Jesus that I probably wouldn't enjoy it today because it didn't have to sit through it. Amen. But it is good to be in the house of God and worship and praise Him. And I'm going to tell you, I believe God's gave the cause. I'm not giving all the call to God. Something in life you'd like to see change, want to be a new creature this morning, you can do it through the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We're going to let them play another song, and I'm going to let you be dismissed. Amen. I believe God's speaking to hearts right now. God's speaking to hearts right now.
Yeah.
Amen. Brother Don?
I'll say something quickly. It's good.
How great thou art. Question asked. Nobody understands, but the power of God.
Amen.
Isn't it wonderful when you come to the house of God and get more than you expected?
Amen.
I believe everybody here would have to go away and say, I got more than I expected this morning. God sent a service, didn't he?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm proud of these young men. It's so good to see young men step up and take part in a church service. It just thrills my heart, don't it, y'all? Love them with all my heart. Thank y'all for coming. Come anytime. You're welcome.
Amen.
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 Any word, anything before we dismiss? I believe any father that I win, it just kind of spoiled it, don't y'all? Let's just leave here in an attitude of worship and praise this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise be to God this morning.
Right.
Okay.
Anything, any word?